The first athletic venue sellout of the fall season wasn't for a football game. It was a visit to Verizon Arena in North Little Rock by Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Justice Ginsburg talked with NPR correspondent Nina Totenberg in front of more than 16,000 people. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about the event and what it means for a sitting Supreme Court justice to attract so many people.
A lot of things going on here. There was a liberals night out, frustrated liberals, pent-up anger and need to express happiness in their progressivism. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the notorious RBG and an icon to those folks. And so that was happening. She is... Politics aside, her early work advancing women's rights against gender discrimination, epic. And has it made a difference in a lot of people, women's lives, who may themselves be moderate to conservative. And they would identify with her. And then it's just pure celebrity. I mean, there have been movies and documentaries made about her. She's a celebrity. Somebody said to me, why is more being made of this than when Scalia came to Fort Smith? Well, Scalia was the late was a pretty big guy, but RBG is bigger as an icon for all the reasons I just mentioned. And he said, whenever a Supreme Court justice would come here, it's a major story. And I said, how many do you think Samuel Alito would draw to the Verizon Center? I predicted 8 to 12 people would come. It's not that it's who she was and what she represented on many levels. And it was a major event that was cathartic for a lot of reasons, for a lot of people. And she got confirmed 96-3, 26-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Relatively modern times. And it's a time when, can you imagine now an ACLU, a person who'd done ACLU work early in her career, who says, yes, I'm pro-choice, look at what I've ruled on the Court of Appeal, as an appeals court justice, getting 96-3 vote and getting Republican. No, that's how, she also, to me, she represented the extent to which our politics has declined to its state of dysfunction right now, precipitously just in those 26 years. So there's a bunch of stuff going on.
No, interesting. You got any more columns coming on that? Or do you think you've got it all out?
I've got it all out.
Okay.
I think.
Lastly here, Speaker Matthew Shepard sends a letter to to the membership of the House, saying that he is going to ask them to oust Representative Mickey Gates. What do you think the odds for success are? And do you think Speaker Shepard has handled this properly? He's done his legal research. He's obviously, it sounds like he's gotten some votes lined up. And then there was the strategic, we will release this on a Friday afternoon when nobody's paying a whole lot of attention, and put it out there.
A lot in that question.
It was, wasn't
put
it?
So in there.
A loaded question is
I'm
what they call that.
I'm going to try to reconstruct it. What are the chances of expelling Gates? Good. I don't think Matthew Shepard. I've interviewed him, done a piece for your magazine, and the joke was he's just not the joke. Just the thing about him is he's just notoriously cautious, and he will not move unless he's got things lined up. And he's very, very judicious in his thinking. And when I saw that he'd issued this letter, two things were immediately obvious to me. He's found a law that's pretty clearly applicable, and there is. It simply says, you plead no contest, you cannot serve. Well, okay, yeah. You got that. Two is, he's lined up the votes. Now, whether he has or not, I think that he has. And instantly, you had Governor Hutchinson supporting him instantly. You know, I think the likelihood is strong that unless he chooses to resign in advance of expulsion, he'll be expelled. Mm-hmm. I think so. For reasons that, under this statute, would seem to be evident. And that's what I expect to happen.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. His columns can also be found at arkansasonline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. They also discussed the president and Razorback football this week. You can find their conversations about those subjects at talkbusiness.com. .net